It's time to ride, I pull up on the scene real fast. It's time to ride, pick a squad, I'm chasing the bag, I promise to God. This for the homies, put that on my life. Jump, jump, head to the sky. It's time to ride, pick a squad, I'm chasing the bag, I promise to God. This for the homies, put that on my life. Jump, jump, head to the sky.
Second time back to back, dare I say. It's Tuesday, October 17th, 2023. Oh boy, Halloween is around the corner. Can you believe it? Like, dude, both Halloween and Christmas are two of the holidays that we literally wait for the whole entire month to go over, to get over, to be over, excuse me, for it to be. To where we have to wait for those whole months to go away. So that's 2 months literally of our life gone that we're waiting actively every single day for it to go by until that fucking time happens, amongst many other things such as like your birthday, Christmas, like we just said, and Halloween more so for me because all the damn candy. But dude, we're back, like I said, back to back. No time to waste, meaning like the amount of time that we went from the last time we were back. Dude, we took nearly 1 month hiatus from the show. We'd have been like probably about 6 or 7 days shy of that very thing. So no love lost, no time lost. We don't waste time here, baby. We spread knowledge. Knowledge is power. Knowledge is unlimited. Best of all, knowledge is free. The only thing it takes or requires a form of payment is your time, your dedication, and your will to be succeed. Excuse me, just your will to succeed and to emerge successful no matter which roadblocks or what roadblocks make their way into your life. They will gladly leave your life easier. The problems will either leave your life easier, probably quicker than they arrived, if you dedicate yourself enough to it. But before we get deep, as always, ladies and gentlemen, we are presented to you by Spotify. I mean, obviously presented to you and brought to you by Spotify, because Spotify allows this shit to happen. It allows all of us, not just me amongst thousands and thousands and thousands of other people that use their app to distribute and publish their podcasts. Not only does Podcasters by Spotify allow you to upload music, let you upload tracks, let you upload any unlimited amounts of podcast related content and videos if you can figure it out. I wasn't personally able to figure it out, but dude, on top of that, one thing I was geeking out about earlier was the fact that we hit 15,000 views. Or listens, clicks, you know, listens, not views, but listens, but 15,000 plus. Shout out to all the people that's tuned in. Shout out to everybody that's listened to us over the years, because we've got an unlimited amount of shows coming back right at you guys, and we will not waste any time. So download Spotify for Podcasters in the Google Play Store and or the App Store. Am I saying it wrong? Podcasters by Spotify. Spotify or Podcasters. I think it's Podcasters by Spotify. I mean, I don't, either way, it makes sense, ladies and gentlemen. You know where to go. You know where to find it. Android, Google Play Store, and or iPhone's App Store. We also have social media, ladies and gentlemen. For me, I'll make it easy for you guys. allmylinks.com/truthspeechpod to gain direct access to my podcast-related content, my podcast social media, as well as my own social media. Instagram is GTKing, or GTheKing_official. And x.com/GTKingOfficial. Instagram, obviously, GTheKing_official. And Truth Speech Pod, both on Instagram and also Threads and also Instagram. Do us a solid favor and give us a 5-star rating as well. Thank you. Please and thank you. Do we even do the introduction properly? True Speech, episode 493. But this is episode 493, ladies and gentlemen. So kick back and relax. I spent some time washing this bug out. Let me tell you, dude. I have all these weed-related stickers on here. But, dude, I got like a whole poster or a whole like a booklet of weed-related stickers from Julie like a few months back, and yeah, I made good use of them, putting them on the bong, that's for sure. Listener discretion is strongly advised, as always. Our ears are not for the soft-hearted individual. I also was like, before I came back to the pod, or before we just, like, started the podcast, probably, like, 5 minutes or so, 5-10 minutes before, we were watching Transformers, Revenge of the Fallen. Are you guys familiar with the Transformers series? Dude, the cartoon back in the early 80s or so, 80s or 90s? That was amongst one of the best cartoons ever. I remember watching that one. Obviously, when the famous movie came out in 2009, I believe. Dude, that one was great. The second one, Revenge of the Fallen, was the one we were watching. And then the third one, I believe, on the timeline, is Dark of the Moon. The fourth one is Age of Extinction. The fifth one is The Last Night. And obviously the next one that was in line, technically, even though it takes place a little bit before Transformers 1, was the Rise of the Beast, in which I didn't mind that one as well. Like that one, those are cool, man. I really fuck with the Transformer movies. I love those ones. I love Star Wars. I love all the Fast and the Furious. All excellent choices, by the way. If I could rank them, there's no ranking in 1 to 3 for my top favorites, because all those are absolutely, utterly fantastic. You know what else is fantastic? B being back for the second time in a row. I know I keep boosting and ruffling and flexing and putting my ruffling my feathers in a good way. I know I'm excited to be back. It's good to be back. Back for the second time. If you guys didn't check out yesterday's show, I'm going to slap all of you. Yeah, but episode 492 is available most recently. The most recent episode. You know, I've always felt very keen. It's available to stream on all platforms. One thing for sure I regret about releasing a podcast show so late, meaning they're going so long without it, is the amount of traction you get. You want people to keep on coming back for the next one, and the next one, and the next one, and the next one, and the next one. You want people to keep returning. You want people to come back and absorb your knowledge, absorb your positive vibes, absorb your intelligence. Maybe have a different opinion of you. Not that I give a fuck about anyone's opinions about me, because all of them are trash and they're all bullshit. And more times than anything, they're not true. You know what I mean? But I believe we have the show's notes, right? I mean, do we come prepared today? Is today the day that we come prepared? Three is an odd number, so episode 493, I wasn't opposed to not having a weird related show today. Yeah, we do. We have a brief note-taking. So the last time it says up here, 10:24 p.m. was the last time that I edited these notes. But we have no shortage of amazing and entertaining and motivated and hyperventilating. I'm just kidding. I don't know. I was trying to rhyme. I'm trying to be a rapper. Maybe I could drop a mixtape next on the podcast. Or a freestyle. I'm just kidding. That'd be horrible, dude. That would be an absolute fucking wreck. Alrighty. It was syncing up. Alright. In 4, 3, 2... I'd be lying if I said I wasn't thinking about doing another podcast back to back. But I wanted to do a podcast where we get absolutely baked during and before. And then we see what the mind gives us. I mean, obviously, I know sometimes when I get real stoned, I forget about hella shit. Depending on the topic, depending on how interesting the topic is, I guess. Depending on how much I give a fuck. And best of all, and for me, most important of all, it depends on you. You know, because people attract to vibes, energy. I know a lot of people say with cancers and stuff, I mean, me being selfishly a cancer, you know, we're able to see a lot of different traits and notice a lot of things that other people don't notice, amongst many other great things and stuff. And you just vibe with people. You feel energy. You're able to read people so much better. Because, you know, me personally, I think it's an absolute gift to be able to read people. You know, obviously, when it comes to reading people, I mean that in all assets of the game. Meaning, like, I know someone's next move before they do it. Depending on what you give me in when it comes for looking for shit, when it comes for seeing people who give too much of the game plan away, meaning like the people that causing you problems, people that are potential harms and or dangers to your life. I mean, you know, for example, like if you feel something's going to happen, it's going to happen most likely. Then that gut feeling doesn't lie. That conscience of yours doesn't lie. It only lies when you allow it to, you know what I mean? I believe a lot of people's best years and best moments are ahead of them still, because, you know, we see a lot of unfortunate things happen in this world, just let alone not only in the world, but in this life. And, you know, we said it on one of the, probably like the last few podcasts or so, probably like the most recent one before You know, more of it is how you react to the misfortune. How you react to losing something. How you react to something not going your way or something unexpected happening, and you swear up and down that you're right and you did everything right and you prepared right and anything and everything. Everything but the fact that that's not what's going to get you back to the dance. What's going to get you back to the dance? What's going to get you back on the main road? Get you focused and get you regurgitated. Sounds like someone's throwing something up or something, but what's going to get you back to the dance or back on track, whatever form you, however you want to word it, you know what I mean? Is that you've got to find what it is that you're passionate about. I know that's not very specific, but there's many other things on top of this one thing that I just said. You gotta find your passion. You've gotta find what it is that got you there. You gotta remember what it's like to not have those things. Those, you know, essentials, in a way. Sometimes essentials aren't even promised. Sometimes essentials are there. It doesn't mean you deserve them. I don't think anybody deserves anything. Though I believe that people are and are willing to work for those things. I believe that people can work for those things. I believe in working for something you want. Everything takes work, no matter what the fuck way you look at it. Everything takes work. And how about this for you losers out there and you shit talkers out there? Even bullshit takes work. You know, being on some ultimate bullshit and liars and manipulators and every other kind of person. All their shit takes work. Regardless if you like it or not. Did you hear that shaking? That was from the fucking semi-truck going by the house. But yeah, even the bullshit, ladies and gentlemen. Even the bullshit here. Even the bullshit in regular life takes work. So, the things we can do, we do. The things we can't do, we don't do. I mean, I can understand if it's within reach, but in a realistic reach is what I like to call it. If it's not within realistic reach, then don't bother stressing about it. Don't bother worrying about it. Now, there's a mass handful of unreachable things that we just cannot control. But we've got to take that into account. We've got to understand the reasoning behind things. We've got to be willing to understand why these things happen the way they do. Easier said than done, as we say a lot. But it may not be the next time something unfortunate happens to you. It may not be the time after that or the million times later. Sometimes it takes us 500 times to, you know, essentially get it right. But like me, for example, I'm a slow learner. But I like to call it slow but efficient. Slow but efficient. You ever heard of the quote, slow and steady wins the race? Well, it's goddamn true. Slow and steady, calm and focused. Or not too calm. You shouldn't be too calm about anything. I mean, it's proof. It's living proof that if you get nervous about something, maybe an important task or something important coming up or an assignment or a mission or a job interview, a class, anything and everything. If you don't get nervous beforehand, if you don't get nervous before something of importance to you, then it quite frankly doesn't mean shit to you. At least not to that magnitude. Now there's times where I feel like I'm not even nervous before in certain things, and I just kind of go and face the magic, face the pain, face whatever reality that comes my way, whatever reality has in store for me. But normally, for the most part, I like to think that something crazy comes or something happens or you're about to do something important. Or more so, maybe like your last chance to do something specific or something. Or achieve something or get something in a certain realistic, timely manner. And I get it. That can be definitely nerve-wracking. All right, my fellow truthers. Linking up and syncing up. We're taking another ripper of this bong. Like, mind you, we said we were going to get baked here on the show. That was essentially like the first thing I said. That was the first thing that actually got me thinking about doing another podcast. However, I did say that we would be back sooner rather than later. Remember how I say that on every given show? You gotta honor it. Where the fuck is my weed at? Did it fall on the goddamn floor again? I just don't remember clearing the bong. That's the thing about this weed. It's not like it's sticky, but it's not sticky. Getting some ganja out of the weed bag. Mind you, ladies and gentlemen, like you said, if you like our show, be sure to subscribe to our weekly based podcast. Generally, we're back every single week, but that last time, dude, oh my goodness gracious, we went on a near month hiatus. Truth Speech with the King is available everywhere you get your shows, exclusively on Spotify, exclusively on Apple Podcasts, and all of the other major podcast providers, 9 others plus, I believe, and quite frankly, we're not going anywhere. We speak the truth, nothing but the truth. We entertain, we inspire, we motivate, and we save lives, motherfuckers. So subscribe to our show weekly, and enjoy. Listener's discretion is strongly advised, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. And we got this weed loaded up in here. Dude, I dropped a whole entire bowl of it on the floor. Mind you, because it wasn't sticky, like I said. Okay, let's link this shit up in 3, 2. I always felt that bongs were like too much smoke at once. Because I'm thinking about okay, I'm gonna get to what I'm gonna say once I stop coughing. I'm thinking about the amount of smoke that's in there. And I think about how stoned they get sometimes. Mind you, there's been some podcasts where we were absolutely cooked. There's a couple of them I did fall asleep during. Oh man, I would be such a criminal in the weed industry or in the world of a marijuana enthusiast. I left a whole rip, half rip of a smoke in there, which deems it stale smoke eventually if I wait like 30 more seconds. Oof, oh man. All right, restarting in 3, 2. So I had like a fit of absolute coughing because like the 10,000th time in a row, I can't seem to not let stale smoke in the bong or not leave it and inhale it obviously afterwards. But we're back. it's gotta be back. I mean, I don't know how many fits on the show are gonna happen before I finally realize that that's not the way to go. I want a redo of that last one. And then, obviously, we got so much more left here on this episode of True Speech with the King. Remind you, ladies and gentlemen, this is episode 493. We have like 7 or 8 more episodes left until the big 500 mark. I fucking joked with Julie the other day about the 500 mark when we reach the fucking 500 episodes, I was gonna retire. Not a fucking chance in the world am I gonna retire. We're just barely getting our feet wet, ladies and gentlemen. We just broke into the 15K fan club. Welcome to the motherfucking 15K book. I was gonna say sports book, but that doesn't sound right. Alright, so let's close that out. I want to look at the exact amount. Mind you, this is one of the best parts about Spotify for podcasters. Wait, let me see. Is it podcasters for Spotify? Alright, here we go. And we go to analytics. Here we go. So, let's clear our throats and posture up for this moment. 15,026. Damn. I mean, I'm not ashamed of this. I mean, obviously, every single episode is earned. Every single episode put out there. I've been as humble as possible. And obviously, I'm grateful for every single episode. I'm grateful for every episode, even the ones I think are shitty. I deemed the last episode absolutely shitty. And I was explaining to Julia yesterday why, when I take a lot of time off, I get rusty. I come back and I don't feel as confident. But dude, sometimes we need those vacations, as I was saying. We went and revamped a couple things. We fixed a couple things. Obviously, we're facing everything in the world all at once, ladies and gentlemen. Everybody's going through stuff. The world will continue to turn, even though you got issues going on. We got 43. Shout out to 43 Spotify followers. And 58 audiences, 58 individual people, and 145 plays per episode for every single episode since September 17th. So shout out to all you guys. Shall we take a celebratory hit? I mean, we gotta be able to spread truth. We gotta be able to spread the knowledge. We gotta be able to spread anything and everything here. So we won't suck on no stale smoke on this motherfucker today. Round 2, I want my rematch, baby. Ooh, we're smart. If you heard that one, dude, I almost caught stale smoke again. Because I don't think blew it all out. My bong is dummy rigged, as we could call it. So the stem doesn't come out. Because I haven't had a pipe stem, so I forged one together. I know I could go and buy one. Ooh, this smells good. This smoke doesn't smell too bad, but hey, man. As long as it works, a quote of someone very close. As long as this shit works, ladies and gentlemen. I have to clear this thing out, but there's so much smoke in here. I think. think it's clear now. No more fooking around, eh? I like the accent. I'm just using it. But so we're back. As I said, obviously you knew that. But as we said earlier, one of the most common things about, or to clarify and resume what we were talking about earlier before that massive cough attack that I had earlier, one of the most commonly talked about things, one of the most commonly disgusting, one of the most effective things that our society uses as a whole, relationships. But yeah, obviously we're not going to sit here and explain what relationships are. I don't know a lot of these people in general. You guys know what relationships are, but there's a difference. Get ready for this wake up call in 3, 2. There's a difference between knowing and there's a difference between knowing. How deeply do you know relationships? You know, knowing that when it comes to relationships, it's that surrounds the nature of our well-being in our life. Now, it doesn't define you. If you're unable to find a significant other, don't go diving headfirst into the 3 feet, because you're gonna get dragged to the 6 feet. And some people, as you know, obviously we're not all perfect in a lot of ways. Some people dive right in. They get really attached. And then what happens afterwards? You get disappointed. It's 420. Quick, guys. So shout out to all the 420 people. It's kind of crazy to be streaming this early. Can you believe that? It's fun. It's interesting, though. But we did abandon the video. The video was abandoned, and I mean, it's not abandoned, I'd say. I would still upload videos and all that and stuff, but I don't know. I just find it more fun to do it this way. You know what I mean? And quick little update. One more time. I think they get the point. But, we have not found the missing Beats earbud. It could be anywhere, but realistically, dude, when I heard it, it was literally on my bed. It was like somewhere in something. Like behind my bed, on the side. I have yet to admit that I thoroughly looked. But it's probably like the first real time that I, what's it called? Maybe lost it in a spot where I didn't find it within like 10 minutes or so. Who's to say it's like not in my bag or one of my pockets or something like that? That'd be crazy, dude. Don't you think? If it was in like one of my pockets or something, I'd understand. But dude, that would be fucking horrible, bro. Imagine. Could you imagine? And I'm not comfortable with having it washed in the washer. No thanks. That's an idea. Check all of your pockets before you wash your clothes, ladies and gentlemen. As easy as that sounds. Oh, no shit. Wouldn't you think to do that? But I don't know. I was asleep. I woke up. I needed my headphones, and both of them weren't in there. And that's how we even got started with this very discussion here on this lovely Tuesday morning. We will find it, though. If not, I have a backup plan for that. And if not, I have a backup plan for that. Digressing again. But okay, so a lot of people, point blank, in relationships, they argue, right? How much? They argue a lot. Some people hardly argue. Mind you, I've always maintained this truth behind this. If you don't argue ever, like ever, ever, like to least to the smallest extent, such as not arguing over who gets to watch TV or who watches what on what channel or something like that at least. But I always feared those people that don't fucking argue at all. That means that bitch is cheating on you. That means her pussy's getting fucked by someone else. It's not just you. And you have to deal with it. Has that ever happened to me? I don't think I've ever been cheated on, as far as I know. I mean, cross my heart and hope to die, I can imagine. I'm always felt like I was high maintenance for a while. So I'm like, I'd hope to God none of them were cheating. I think what it was is that they broke it off with me, then they cheated. Or who knows? Maybe they're all whores all along. You think? Have I knowingly ever cheated on anybody? No, I have not. At least not a recent memory. I mean, who knows? After I banged my head, who knows what the fuck I did? I'm just kidding. No, but no. No, I wouldn't sit here preaching about it if I was guilty of the said exact thing. I mean, I can't find it in my place to deal with one person. What makes you think I want to deal with someone else? Because fuck all that. That's pointless. It's stupid. It doesn't make you feel good inside at the end of the day. Arguing, let alone arguing through text messages, is the worst, man. Let me tell you. I think both talking about deep, important things through text is not fun unless you absolutely have to. You're not in a hurry or you're not dealing with something at a frantic pace or where you can't just sit around and text all the time. Sometimes you're unable to talk on the phone. Sometimes you're unable to just be around the phone because it's too loud. Or you need to be too quiet. Or you're just, you know, it's just wrong place, wrong time. Or right place, wrong time. You ever heard of that one? But yeah, sometimes, dude, I just think certain things over text is cool. Like, you know, texting is like, so everyone doesn't have to be on the phone at the same time. I mean, everyone is on the phones and at the times during large amounts of the day and stuff, and spend a portion of their day with their phone in their hand more times than anything. But I'd say, like, on the phone, I could still be wireless, still do shit, you know what I mean? So everyone's on the phones during the same times. And, you know, it makes it available, makes other tasks available for you to complete, because you're not spending your time holding your phone, let alone with hands free. You don't have to worry. You gotta love technology though, right? But back to what I was saying. So arguing is the worst, obviously. You know, I don't personally like to argue. I don't think it's worth it. Sometimes it's stupid because it's pointless. I mean, sometimes, you know, it's good to argue your points. It's good to make points, especially if you're right. You know, I shouldn't have to prove anything to anybody specifically. I think my words, my actions, my insight, my volume, my knowledge, it all speaks for itself. I'm not sitting here and saying that I'm 100% correct all the time. But I can support that, you know what I mean? I can support that with evidence. Specific evidence. Factual evidence. You know, there's this thing, everyone says opinions, opinions, opinions. They're all opinions. Their thoughts about you are opinions. You know, I'm 100% honorable and accountable for my actions. I'm 100% accountable for the things I say. Do I own up? I do. Always. I am. If you don't, you'll just be stuck with living lies, right? So what's the point or not? Why don't you just face the ultimate pain? Face the reality. You know what I mean? If you don't face the reality, you're never going to know what it truly is going to be like, or what it would be to, what it would feel like to let it go. Especially if you're holding on to something from the past. Depends on whatever the hell you did, though. You know what I mean? I like to keep my ego in check. I like to admit when I'm wrong. I have no problems doing that. It happens. We all make mistakes. We're all human, for the most part. And, you know, we use that as motivation to come back and be better, bigger, better, stronger, faster, wiser. You can't avoid the reality. You've got to face the truth. You got to believe the truth. You got to be willing to believe other beliefs and outcomes and believe other certain things, believe the realities of certain things and the actualities of things, even though you don't want to. You may think one way, but it's the complete opposite. You may not even get your way sometimes. And it happens, and yeah, that shit sucks, but at the same time, you gotta be fucking honest. You gotta be realistic. And you gotta be realistic, you gotta be honest. You gotta keep yourself out of trouble. You gotta keep your list of things. I mean, I don't know, that burdens on your soul. The list of burdens is what I'm referring to, is like your whole pocketbook of bad shit that you've done that adds to the book of karma, because karma never stops. The world keeps turning with or without your fate. So I try to keep all that stuff as clear as possible. However, there is times where it's not, but hey, I do my best job to keep it clear. Keep it as clear as possible, you know what I mean? Oh, yeah, we all need to stretch. Oh, it's so important to stretch. Oof, sometimes I get cramps in my back. I just got one right now from that. Dude, like, the ultimate way to end the show is the last two times. Well, yesterday's show for sure is to have munchies. Dude, I have seen so much stuff in here. I'm gonna eat so much candy and stuff like that, dude. Oh my god, I don't give a fuck. That just sounds so good. So good. Shall we? Okay, should we cut to a commercial break before we do this real quick? I know we don't. And I'm telling you, I just found Jesus. I just found motherfucking Jesus. I just found motherfucking Jesus, and it's Jason Momoa, man. Oh, man, that burned, bro. You ever choke on a popsicle? That shit's worse, too. The throat burn of a million coughs in a row. Just burn the fuck out of me. But you get the gist though, right? Overall with accountability. But I can sit here and tell you the right things to do. And also, I could discuss the wrong things. I can discuss how we've made those decisions. We all can relate in a lot of ways. But not all realities and versions of the story are designed to be in your favor, regardless of what you may think or what you may say. It's not all intended to go our way. You know, we make some bad mistakes, some harsh mistakes sometimes, and you know, I'm accountable of that. I understand it. I know that there's a lot of times where I do that. I know there's repercussions to the decisions that I do create and decide to proceed with, but at the same time, you know, they happen. Everything happens for a reason, and we've got to strategize, and we've got to adjust to things. We've got to be willing to try new things, and we've got to think outside the box as well. That's one thing, most important thing. But dude, double shows back to back, as enjoyable as ever, ladies and gentlemen, here on this episode. Great show today. You know, piggybacking off of the recent episode, we've got plenty more of great shows to come. And we won't be taking any more hiatuses, so I promise. I apologize for that, guys. But better luck trying to keep me away next time, motherfuckers. Let's take one more celebratory hit to crank our way out of this bad boy. Or freaking knock our way out of this bad boy, excuse me. I don't know why. I mean, who cares about the references and stuff? Crank our way out. Crank that soldier boy. Ooh, crank that soldier boy. Ooh, crank that soldier boy. You guys remember Soldier Boy? All right. In honor of being one of the baddest motherfuckers ever to exist and having one of the most exciting, interesting, most relaxed and chill podcasts out there. Great insight, great sleep apnea, not sleep apnea, sleep medicine. I'm sleep aid, baby. I'm sleep aid for the ears. I'm sleep aid for the soul. I'm a sleep aid for Julie's panties, baby. But let's take one more. And we have entered the shadow realm, ladies and gentlemen. I don't think a tire pong bowl is for me. I don't think it's for me. All right, hit the music, ladies and gentlemen. Let's wrap this one up. Great show. A lot discussed. A lot to talk about. Hey, mind you, I wouldn't be surprised for a third show. Third time's a charm, right? Right? I can't tell you when or how, but there is no how, because there is a win, because we're definitely gonna do another one. Great show today. Like I said, guys, before we exit the building, be sure to subscribe if you haven't subscribed. I know some people get directed to the show directly, they go and listen to it, they check it out, but for all the loyal people out there, like I said, be sure to subscribe, like, share, rate, review. 5-star rating, 5-star review, positive reviews only, encouraged strongly. We're probably going to go back to watching Transformers and eat some munchies. I'm fucking starving. Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, but that is it for us today. We will be back on probably Thursday, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, probably next Thursday. This Thursday, probably, but very likely. If not that earlier, if not that tomorrow, if not that another day. But until next time, ladies and gentlemen, we are out of this bitch. Don't drink and drive, or in my case, smoke and drive or consume, unless you're the passenger, right? You get the message. Just kidding. Don't drink and drive, ladies and gentlemen. Stay safe out there. Protect the children, protect the whole entire world, and protect yourself, most importantly. We're out of this bitch. Bye, folks.
Time to ride, I pull up on the scene real fast. It's time to ride, I pick the squad, I'm chasing the bag, I promise to God. This for the homies, put that on my life. Jump, hands to the sky. It's time to ride, I pick the squad, I'm chasing the bag, I promise to God. This for the homies, put that on my life. Jump, hands to the sky.
from the scene, real fame. Long as I wake up in the morning, I'ma get a bag. It's time to ride, pick a squad, I'm chasing the bag. I promise to God, this for the homies, but that on my life. Jump, jump, head to the sky, it's time to ride.
For my homies that be grinding all the time. This for my homies that be grinding all the time. Party, party, let's get lit. Party, party, I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up.